And you're tuned to Radio Prague, broadcasting from the Czech capital, which must be one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And, of course, tourism is an important source of income for the Czech Republic. The country is attracting more foreign tourists every year. In 2005, their number reached a record 6.4 million. Now, the Czech Ministry for Regional Development has set itself a much harder task, encouraging Czechs to holiday at home. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Encouraging Czechs to holiday at home has not proved an easy task, but the government has decided to have a go anyway. Switch on the television and you see an ad commissioned by the Regional Development Ministry. It shows various beauty spots in the Czech Republic with a message, "Come and spend time with people who really understand your needs." The ad is well done and the destinations shown are undisputedly beautiful, but for most Czechs who live in a landlocked country, the lure of sun and sea remains unrivaled. Now the ruling Social Democratic Party wants to give the Holiday at Home campaign more steam. It's proposing a change of legislation which would encourage firms to make a financial contribution to their employees' holidays in the Czech Republic and then write off the money in tax cuts. This measure is said to be producing results in France and Hungary, and other European states are allegedly seriously considering it. The Czech Labour Minister Zdeněk Škromach is very supportive of the proposal on the grounds that a tourist boom in the regions would provide more job opportunities, improve services and the local infrastructure. People working in the tourist industry are also delighted with the idea. Karin Šeligová of Czech Tourism, the state tourism promotion agency, had this to say.
We think that this could be a good possibility for Czech entrepreneurs and people working in the tourism, and also for our citizens because of the infrastructure improvement and rising standard of living.
We know that most foreign tourists who come to the Czech Republic only spend time in Prague. Do you feel that the regions are now prepared for foreign tourists? Or do you think that an influx of Czech holidaymakers would help them to improve the quality of their services?
It depends on the regions. Prague is prepared for foreign tourists and other regions too, but not all the regions of the Czech Republic.
What do you think would attract foreign visitors to the regions? What facilities do they need which they don't have now?
Very good services in the hotels and in the restaurants, and very good services in sightseeing, and a good translator for them.
So in general, you would welcome this, seeing more Czech tourists in the regions?
Yeah, I think that if you prepare some sport areas for domestic tourists, you can use it for foreign tourists.
But all round, encouraging Czechs to spend more of their holiday money at home seems like a good idea, but it's not likely to materialise unless people get some financial motivation. Their savings are usually spent on exotic holidays, and if they want a break in the Czech Republic, then their country cottage is ready and waiting. But a bonus of 10,000 crowns might persuade them to stay at the Karlovy Vary spa town, spend time in ancient Český Krumlov, or go mountain climbing in Český Ráj, the Czech translation of which is the Czech paradise, or, if you believe the ministry's ad, a place where people really understand your needs.
So 10,000 crowns for a holiday in paradise, what more could we want? Thank you very much, Daniela.